This program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NHL and proud sponsor of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This time of year is all about great hockey and great beer, like the refreshingly easy drinking taste of Bud Light. Go on taste.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Highlights and plenty of them. That's what we have for you right now as we give you a little feel for what's going on in these first round series. Joe Tolleson has another great package put together, starting with a hat-trick performance by Michael Nylander of the New York Rangers.
Pass on the right wing, Jagr. Cuts around Belanger. Into the Atlanta zone. Feeds Nylander. Moves in. Shoots and scores! Pavlik back for the Thrashers. Plays it up the boards. Knocked out by Nylander. Into the slot. Marcel Hossa. Backhand shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Michael Nylander with his second of the game. Now Roosevelt with the pass. Far side. Score! Michael Nylander, it's a hat trick.
Sam, the New York Rangers were the first team to advance to the second round of the playoffs as the Blue Shirts ended Atlanta's first postseason appearance in four straight games. That was Kenny Albert on MSG Radio in New York as Michael Nylander tallied his first playoff hat trick in a 7-0 thrashing of Atlanta in Game 3. The Rangers took Game 4 4-2 to complete the sweep. Interesting fact, this is just the third four-game sweep in New York history, and the other two times they did it, in 1972 and 1994, they advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals. Interesting fact number two, the Thrashers are only the second team to suffer a four-game sweep in their playoff debut, the other, the Atlanta Flames in 1974. Ottawa makes it a brief playoff appearance for Sid the Kid and the Penguins.
Heatley wheels it back to Spets in front for Alfredson, now pricing on the point to Corvo. Fans want a shot. Pricing doesn't give him one. Now Alfredson low. Back in front. Heatley scores! Danny Heatley, power play goal. Ottawa leads 1-0.
Dean Brown on the team 1200 in Ottawa as Danny Heatley opened the scoring early in the second, and the Sens went on to a 3-0 series clinching win. Ray Emery stopped all 20 Pittsburgh shots for his first playoff shutout. The Ducks are into the second round after taming the Wild in five games.
Faceoff win by the Ducks. Here's a wrist shot. Scott Niedermayer didn't get through. Backhanded score! Ryan Getzlaf on the power play has given the Ducks a 2-1 lead.
Dave Strader the call right here on NHL Radio as Ryan Getzlaf needed just 47 seconds to respond to Marian Gaborik's shorthanded goal for Minnesota, and Anaheim went on to a 4-1 series clinching victory. Vancouver and Dallas is turning into the expected goalie duel, except for the Canucks' 5-4 quadruple overtime win in Game 1. Neither team has mustered more than two goals in a game, and in Game 5, it was scoreless through regulation. Could Vancouver clinch the series with a third overtime victory?
1:10 left on the power play. Zuboff passes to Modano. He takes the line. Erickson, Morrow, Ribeiro up front. Modano and Zuboff at the blue line. Modano's pass off a stick. Ribeiro captures it. Over to Zuboff. He shoots. Tip. They score! Is necessary.
Ralph Strangis the call on WBAP in Dallas as Brendan Morrow had the tip up and over Roberto Luongo, and the Stars stayed alive with a 1-0 win. Finally, New Jersey was solid in Game 1 of its series with Tampa Bay, but the Lightning took control with victories in Games 2 and 3. In Game 4, the Bolts rallied from 3-1 down to even the game and seemingly carry the momentum into overtime. But this is the playoffs, and fortunes can change on one shot. Instead of a 3-1 series advantage for the 7th-seeded Lightning, the Devils turned it into a best-of-3 affair on Scott Gomez's first goal of the postseason. Matt Laughlin had the call on WFAN in New York.
Here's Gomez breaking ahead. He's 2-on-1 with Giotto. Gomez, he shoots, he scores! Scotty Gomez scores an overtime goal, and the Devils have defeated the Lightning by a score of 4-3.
Sam, exciting hockey, and this is just the first round. That's why we just have to keep following the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. We've got a lot more highlights to look forward to next week. Still ahead on this week's show, I'll talk with Matt Cullen of the New York Rangers and Marty Brodeur of the New Jersey Devils. Coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
I don't expect that billionaire owner Tom Golisano of the Buffalo Sabres is about to let these guys walk away.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.